This is One-on-One with the Professional on AM 1400 K1, a sponsored opportunity to talk about the people, products, and services of a local business or political concern. This is a paid interview, and the statements and opinions expressed are those of the guests of the program and not necessarily those of the host or this station.
And welcome back. 9:45 here on this Wednesday. Side back with One-on-One Professional. I'm Ben Nicholas. You're listening to K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3. I'm joined here today by Michael from Jane Phillips Medical Center. Michael, what's going on?
Oh, good. Mm-hmm.
Everything going well at Jane Phillips Medical Center?
Yes, going very well.
Okay. So what is happening at Jane Phillips Medical Center right now? Just in the community. What is happening as far as what you're doing in the community, what's going on, any new projects, anything new happening there?
Well, I'm actually with Tulsa Bone and Joint. I'm one of the new orthopedic surgeons with Tulsa Bone and Joint. We've actually started up about a year ago, and things have been going extremely well.
Okay, so you said about a year ago?
Yes, just about a year ago we started up. I think I started actually in September.
So tell me a little bit what you do at Bone and Joint, what you take care of.
Well, I'm a sports medicine physician. I really specialize in shoulder and knee injuries in athletes and older athletes. Mm-hmm. But we have a full comprehensive orthopedic group there with three other doctors with myself. And we're all here in Bartlesville.
Okay, so you're all there in Bartlesville. And you said, what kind of athletes do you take a look at? And do you take a look at people who are, I guess, not necessarily athletes, but still having the same type of symptoms?
Yeah, well, I take care of people all the way from, from birth, honestly, all the way throughout your entire life. Athletes I take care of, an athlete can be anywhere from a high school athlete all the way up until someone who's out there trying to be active well into their 80s and 90s.
Okay, and you said you take a lot of shoulder injuries. So you primarily specialize in shoulder injuries, correct?
Shoulder and knee is my main focus. Mm-hmm. But like I said, we have a full comprehensive group in Bartlesville here. So whatever is ailing you, we have that there.
Okay, and so we're talking about athletes a little bit and having those shoulder injuries. So I guess you see, talking about shoulder and knee. So shoulders a lot of pose, baseball, swimming, things of that nature, and then you're talking about knees, maybe football, linebackers, correct?
Yeah, well, the shoulders, there's a lot of stress that gets put on the shoulder with baseball players and pitchers, but even in everyday more individual athletes such mm-hmm. as tennis players and golf, there's a lot of stress that can be put on the shoulder, let alone the amount of stress that gets put on during the workday with lifting, pushing, and pulling. So the shoulder has a lot of stress on it.
So when you're talking about shoulder injuries, is there a way to be preventative about that? Not necessarily that nobody wants to come see you, but going to the doctor is never one of the most fun parts of the day.
Yeah. Well, having a nice strong rotator cuff and doing rotator cuff strengthening exercises is always a good idea to be able to tolerate those heavier demand shoulder activities that you're doing.
Okay, and so we go talked about knee injuries. There's knee injuries are a lot in the news recently. So I was talking about sports wise, and I mentioned earlier those linemen and stuff. A lot of blows mm-hmm. to the knee, and you see anymore. You watch NFL, college, anything for football. They just have those knee braces on there. What is going on with that?
Well, a lot of the knee braces that you see are more for your comfort than really adding any sort of structural support. When they looked at linebackers and all football players, they really only found that knee braces prevented injury in the offensive and defensive line because you're getting hit from the side and people mm-hmm. are rolling up on you a lot. So you see a lot of these knee braces that people are wearing, and really they're for comfort more than any sort of protection.
Right. So is there any way to, other than don't get hit in the side, is there any way to prevent sort of knee injuries as far as football goes? I know there's a whole lot of knee injuries. I mean, anybody who does anything, running-wise with their legs, anything at all, has a chance for a knee injury. But is there any way, in this one specific instance, is there any way to avoid knee injuries?
Well, from a brace standpoint, not particularly. I think having a nice, strong knee really helps with football players. But honestly, it's just a matter of how you get hit. I think with female athletes, we found that knee injuries can be prevented with a neuromuscular strengthening and training program in terms of how teaching the female athletes how to land properly, because mm-hmm. males and females land differently, and it puts the women at more risk for injury. So that's been shown to prophylactically help. But from a football standpoint, other than having a nice strong knee, you know, not getting hit, that pretty much is it.
So strength and conditioning, definitely go through that to be preventative a little bit. I talked about a lot about football there. People can't see me here on the air. I'm definitely not a football player. Definitely not shaped for that. I did a lot of running, but the other injuries for knee injuries and stuff. Do you see a lot of that as well?
Yes. We see all sorts of knee injuries. You know, anything from meniscal tears to ligament damage to cartilage injuries. We basically see the gamut in terms of knees.
And so you and your office take care of all of that?
Yes. You know, we take care of anybody from the very young athletes all the way up to the people who need knee replacements. That's the nice thing about having a nice comprehensive group.
Okay, so there's a lot of people for all sorts of knee injuries. And again, I think being preventative of that, of those knee injuries, is just strength and conditioning, correct?
Yep.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So you take a lot of bone stuff. What kind of, you know, it takes a lot probably to evaluate and assess. What kind of equipment do you have to use to get all that information and stuff? You know, talk about meniscus tears, those are sometimes hard to detect, and rotator cuffs are complex, and everything in that is complex. So what are the facilities, I guess, suppose, like at out there?
Well, in our office, we will have the ability to perform x-rays. I mean, a lot of what I do is physical examination and being able to look at a knee and talk to people and see their injuries. And honestly, that's where the majority of your diagnosis comes from, is from the history and from the physical exam. You know, when you're looking at the knee and the shoulder, you're looking more specialized. You sometimes need to get a MRI or a magnetic resonant imaging. That looks at the soft tissues, where the x-ray looks at the bone. The MRI can look at the soft tissues and see, is the rotator cuff torn? Does the meniscus have a tear in it? Is the ACL torn? So the nice thing about being in partnership with Jane Phillips is that they have really high quality scanners here in Bartlesville, so you don't have to go down to Tulsa to get a really nice scan and get good quality care.
All right, and so you said it's all, you know, you do the physical examinations, and it's not necessarily all about that. So let's talk about you a little bit, Michael. Let's talk about your, I guess, necessarily qualifications here, but you said you're relatively new to Bartlesville. Relatively, I'm new, a little bit newer than you, but let's talk about you a little bit.
Sure.
What is your background here?
Well, background, huh? I grew up in California.
Mm-hmm.
And I spent the majority of my time there all the way up until going to Cal Berkeley. And then when I went out to medical school, I went out into D.C. at George Washington University. And then I decided I wanted to go into orthopedics. So I did a residency and fellowship out in Phoenix, Arizona.
Okay. And why Bartlesville?
Well, it was an excellent opportunity. It, you know, working with Tulsa Bone and Joint, it really gave me the ability to have really high quality organization behind me and really let me focus on good patient care. And Jane Phillips has done a great job as well in providing a great facility and great operating rooms. It really is a nice setup here in Bartlesville for people to get great care.
Okay, and so I think a lot of times people when they go to a sports physician, I suppose, mm-hmm. they kind of want somebody who had been in sports and stuff. I think a lot of times you go to a doctor and, you know, you have a knee injury and generally they're like, take 2 weeks off, put some ice and take some ibuprofen and call it a day.
Yeah.
But so were you, do you have a background in sports? Do you have a background in physical activity, I suppose?
Yeah, well, I've always been relatively active. I mean, in terms of playing football, no, I was more of a golfer myself. I was on the
all right. You
high
know, the, you know,
the
shoulder injuries, though. You know, the shoulder injuries.
But from a standpoint of athletics, you know, I've worked with athletes all the way from high school up until, you know, up to professional baseball players. And I've been doing that for about 15 years, so it's been something I really enjoy. I spent many hours on the sidelines of games, and it's been really exciting.
Okay, and so we talk about the patient care, and it's been excellent here at Jane Phillips Medical Center. What is something, or just in general, what are things that patient care is high quality here? Not necessarily as opposed to other places, but what are things that you guys do to give those patients that specific care and that special care?
Well, I think the most important thing is that we now, with Tulsa Bone and Joint, have the same high quality orthopedic care that you're going to get if you go down to Tulsa. You know, we are part of a bigger organization out of Tulsa, but when you stay here in Bartlesville, you're still going to get fellowship level care, and that means you're going to get someone who specializes in joint replacement or shoulder arthroscopy or knee replacements, and you don't have to go so far away. It's really nice to not have to travel. You know, you think, well, I'm going to have to go down there for my surgery. But it's more than that. It's going down there for the initial evaluation, going down for the MRI, going for the surgery, and then all the follow-up. It can be, you can end up spending, if you're driving 45 minutes every time you want to see your doctor, and you do that 10 times, that's a long time.
Right.
So
you're from, okay, so Tulsa Bone and Joint, I assume, was started in Tulsa.
Yep.
And so is that, I mean, there's an office there in Tulsa. There's an office here. Is that something that is expanding into more areas?
Well, we are a satellite office. Mm-hmm. Now, all the doctors that work at Tulsa Bone and Joint in Bartlesville are all from here, have all live here in Bartlesville, mm-hmm. all have their kids in school here in Bartlesville. But we're part of a bigger organization of the main office down south. The nice thing about that is we get all the support and all the personnel that really know what they're doing down south, and from a specialty standpoint. And if it's one of those rare things that we don't do here, such as spine or rheumatology, we have that ability to send you to the place where there are 20, I think there's 25 doctors down at the main office. It's a huge facility.
All right. So our listeners here on K1 AM 1400 FM 93.3 it's not just in Bartlesville. It's Washington County. It's around. And so there are more locations. But the next closest one, I guess, aside from Bartlesville, is the Tulsa one.
I think Owosso is actually the.
There's
the
an Owosso one.
There's one in Owosso. There's one down in Broken Arrow area. But there's, we're really the closest one in this general area. So we service this area all the way up into northern Kansas, and really been having some really good support from the area.
But obviously, if you're close, come see you, right? So where are you located?
We're over next to the quarters, mm-hmm. on Adams.
Okay. And you say you range patients, excuse me, from young to old. But mm-hmm. what does it take to get an appointment, I guess, to come see you, should they have, an injury?
Well, honestly, we're available on every day basis. I mean, mm-hmm. there's someone in the office Monday through Friday. Majority of the time, if you have an acute injury, we can see you either that day or the next day. And we're always there.
Okay. So is there a need to be referred to you, or is it a walk-in or what?
It depends on your insurance in terms of whether you need your primary care to refer you. But the majority of the situation is you see your primary care doctor and they'll refer you over. If you know that you have an injury that you want to be evaluated by us, you can give us a call and we can work that out.
Okay. And give it a call. And so those acute injuries or those sudden injuries and the chronic injuries, I guess, are the ones that have lasted a long time. But you see mm-hmm. both of those. It's not just immediate emergencies. It's those chronic pains that have been building up slowly over time.
Absolutely. I mean, the acute injuries are the ones that sometimes you really need to get on right away. Mm-hmm. The thing that I usually tell people to watch out for is if you have a lot of swelling, if there's a lot of swelling in your knee, or if it honestly just physically doesn't work, or you can't lift your arm, those are things that probably need to be addressed early. The chronic ones, we can always take care of those, and if it's been going on for, most of the times on pain, if it's been lasting more than 8 to 10 weeks, it should be getting better by then, and you've kind of tried to give it some time, and if you give it 2-3 months and it doesn't go away, it's probably time for us to take a look at it.
Okay, so definitely go see Michael there at Tulsa Bone and Joint. Tulsa Bone and Joint right there. Thank you so much for coming on here on 101 Professional.
Thank you.
All right, and we'll come back at about the top of the hour with some news.
Thanks for listening to One-on-One with a Professional, a paid presentation at 1400.